Welcome, everybody, to another fun-filled episode of Capes and Scowls. I'm Tim.
Schuster.
Cliff.
Max.
Aw, no funny name.
Funny name?
Aw. That's right, Max is here from Supraliminal Films.
That's right, I didn't want to use the same shtick.
I like that shtick.
Oh, okay.
It's a good shtick.
It is. It's a lot of pressure, and I often get criticized now.
Who's criticizing?
Everybody. They all now jump
y'all can
on
go
me.
To hell.
If the local 98's got enough. Your back.
Mm-hmm.
I appreciate it.
Yep, you need some gooning.
Always.
So, yeah, we're going to just have you know what? Our new format of just being super relaxed and not really caring has really paid off, like, in dividends. It's been great. It's been really good. I like the low pressure.
Right.
I feel like we were too high pressure.
Right.
No, we're not.
Way to lower the bar.
Yeah, it's really low. I hope everybody appreciates this.
It's underground, so you can't trip over it.
The show's usually at its best when everybody's just hanging out, having a good time.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that's fair.
Yeah.
So aside from it being hot in here, are you having a good time?
Oh, yep, absolutely.
I mean, we could have fixed that. I mean, I did carry your air conditioner.
You did.
And I just decided, yeah, we're just going to leave it in the chair over there.
I noted before we started podcasting that we should probably put the air conditioner in.
I mean, I second that notion, but that never...
All right, we're going to pause this. We're going to put the air conditioner in, and we're going to come back.
Well, what happened was Schuster was so angry
he was
that
very
it's now
angry.
Really hot in here.
Right.
Yeah.
Because we needed duct tape. Yeah.
They're not wrong.
It's like the new Tom Hanks movie, Inferno.
Is that a thing?
It is a thing. Mm. It's another Dan Brown.
Another one of them.
Yeah.
The mysteries of the world.
Right, of Robert Langdon.
Robert Langdon.
Yeah. Mm. Only this time he doesn't know that he's the one that committed the crime. But then he finds out that he's the one that did it and has to prove that he didn't do it.
Isn't that assassin always following him? And he has to defeat those. I read the books.
Okay.
And it's literally the same formula.
Right.
It's just like he gets into a bunch of shenanigans. There's normally a female who helps him. And there's always an assassin.
That's how the trailer looked.
Which he usually writes
encounters
as assassin. So I always go, is there a assassin chasing him? And there normally is.
That's how the trailer looked.
Well, formula's key for that,
I
guess.
Why does this happen to me? Like, I could, like you know, have antics. I'm pretty smart. I'm sure I could figure out some puzzles.
You want to get in some troubles?
Sure.
I can get you in trouble.
Well, you're not like a cagey female sidekick. I mean, granted, you'd be like my go-to guy where I'm like, Tim, I'm in trouble, then I have to go to you for help.
Yeah, but he'd probably be the one that put you in the situation where you'd have to go to him for help.
Ooh, now you're writing a story.
I'd still get you out, though.
Now, before we pause, Max, does this rag smell like chloroform?
Alright, so we put the air conditioner in, and it's a lot better in here.
How long have I been here?
7 years.
That is a lot of chloroform.
We just kept doing it. It was so much fun.
You kept falling for the same joke.
I thought I was helping.
Good stuff. Max, since I got you here, why don't you plug all your Supraliminal Films stuff?
Okay. You should go to www.superliminalfilms.com or look up Supraliminal Films on Google, and that'll get you to all of our various social media-ing. We have social media I didn't know about till recently, like... Instagram, is that what the kids are doing now? Instagram, you share their
They're
pictures?
All hopped up on the Instagram,
that's,
you know?
Stuff like this, some kind of Periscope, which I thought was on a submarine, but apparently is also a thing kids are doing.
Mm-hmm. Hopped up on the Periscope.
I'm sure we're on Pokemon Go.
Mm-hmm.
Hit on that. I don't know what team we are, but I'm sure, I mean, we actually, Dan, Paul's not doing it because Paul doesn't have a smartphone, and he's more of a curmudgeon than I am. Dan, Jared, and I are all on different teams.
Nice.
Which team are you on?
Yellow.
Okay.
Yeah!
I'm not sure how I enjoy this.
Yeah!
would you like to know who's on your team?
Who's on my team?
What team are you?
I'm going with Dan's on our team.
Your team red?
Oh, no.
No.
Jared, you got Jared.
All right.
Dan is red.
That doesn't surprise me.
The color of rage.
Well, I guess I don't like Dan either.
Guys are tough.
Our arbitrary team affiliations go.
But yeah, we're on everything, so hit us up and we will hit you back, I promise.
Hitting.
Absolutely. I'll hit other people if you write in and tell me you want me to do that kind of thing. I'm desperate for interaction.
You know, I've wanted, whenever you do that on the podcast, you're like, just email me at maxdevonshire@superliminalfilms.com.
That's my email.
I know it because you do it, and I listen every week.
Listen, but I have sent dollars and penis pictures at people's request on email.
I've really thought about
wow.
it.
Wow.
I've really thought people, about it just to see if you'd do it.
I've told people I would do that. I did both. I told people I'd pay, and I've also sent dick pics. Though it was a funny, like, I put a play mat. I don't think I ever actually sent it either, but I took it.
That's dedication.
It's on deck.
That's how. Shout out to Matt Nesky. That's who I owed the dick pic to.
If you email us at capesandscalspodcast@gmail.com, I'll send you that dick pic.
Hey,
there it is.
We'll make that happen.
That's a golden opportunity.
Mm-hmm.
It's funny. I'll use a playmat of your choice.
Oh, man.
You like SCG playmats? I'll jam that down the drawers.
Oh, Kibler Matt.
Kibler Matt. Sexy Kibler Matt. I'll do that.
I want to see Kibler's face,
McGee
though.
Matt. I'll do that. Or,
oh, wow.
McGee Matt. Mm.
Whatever you like. I may need to borrow a playmat from somebody and return it in less than stellar condition.
Well. Well, since I got you, Max, I have a thing for you.
Uh-oh.
I've got things down here. I'd given you one of these. I've got more.
Oh, my goodness.
To decorate your area.
Yes.
My drawings of the Kung Fu Ghost
this
comic book.
This clearly says to Paul.
Well, that one's for Paul. This is for you guys to hang in your room, though.
Thank you. This is great.
In your podcasty room.
Oh, we're giving gifts now.
Oh, we are. You don't get those. Those are cool.
I know.
Yeah, Tim's been doing a bunch of NES covers for a comic book I've been slowly writing, and Tim's been slowly doing concept art for it.
Correct. The idea is it'll come out eventually.
That's right.
It's very low pressure. It's really working well.
It's super chill.
We're doing way more than we expected on this.
Already, we're like quadrupled our output.
Oh, it's easily. Amazing.
It's a real life lesson. Keep the bar really low, and you can't disappoint.
That's Homer Simpson model, right? You
right.
So low that no one will notice or care.
Right.
I'm down.
Mm-hmm. 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 So those are for you guys, and today is Cliff's birthday.
It is.
And I have something for Cliff,
oh,
too.
God.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
Why? Because I had it handy.
Is that why you wanted me to give you that dick pic earlier?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
It's in this card. And then here's a gift.
I'm going to open the card right now.
You might as well.
The bag says you're the man.
You can listen to me opening it.
Oh, yeah. That's sweet.
Oh, that was great.
Yeah.
On your birthday, you may ask, what is the meaning of life? What does the future hold? And there's a puppy.
There's a puppy.
There's a puppy. Don't ask me, I pee on the carpet. Happy birthday.
It's a pretty shitty card. I thought of you.
I'm glad that this is how much you think of me.
You're welcome.
It's exactly
the bag
what
says you're the man, and it's made out of tools
on the
and stuff.
Right, there is a bolt as a tag.
Which I didn't write on.
I do that all the time in case people want to use the bag for someone else later.
There it is.
Now, if Lou ever gets around to listening to this, I'll be able to infuriate him some more. I have what should turn out to be a graded 9-8 think tank.
You're
that'll
welcome.
Give me 3 9-8 think tanks and a 9-6 think tank.
I mean, this could be a
9-6. You beat my two graded 9-8 east of west number ones.
I don't know. That's pretty
no,
awesome.
I think you won.
Oh, okay. But you have 3.
Right. If you've heard on a previous podcast, the running joke is these are going to be placemats for my home, and the centerpiece is going to be the 1976 Kiss comic.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Amazing. With their blood?
With their blood.
Yes!
So one day, while eating on Think Tank placemats, we'll be able to recreate 1976 Kiss.
That's pretty amazing.
And that's the best Kiss. Mm-hmm. STDs and all. We want them all.
Yeah, no, that's
everything. Right. We want them how they were in 1976.
That's reasonable. I actually watched a movie last night with Gene Simmons in it.
It was a Detroit Rock City.
It was not. It was a movie called Runaway. It has Tom Selleck in it. It
sounds good.
It's so in the future, there's robots.
I like it.
This is a high concept film here. And there's a division of the police department that deals with robots. They're called the Runaway Division. And that's where Tom Selleck works. And
does he have the power stash?
I was going to say.
He does, of
thank
course.
God.
And, Gene Simmons plays a bad guy who has a gun that is programmed with a person he points it at heat signature, and it becomes a heat-seeking specific to that person, like, missile gun.
Some pretty good attack.
It's bizarre. It came out in 1984 or 6.
Oh, that is amazing.
Oh, that's so, got
80s
great.
Future tech? Yeah. I love it.
It's pretty fun. There's these little spider robots that don't work right pretty much the entirety of the movie.
Nice.
That's pretty exciting. If you like 80s cheese, I can recommend Runaway. It's good fun.
Now, did you like Life Force? Because I know you said you were going to get it.
I got it on Blu-ray, and I watched it, and I loved it.
Really?
Yes.
I hated it.
What is Life Force?
It was Tobe Hooper who did Texas Chainsaw, the original Texas Chainsaw Massacre. Okay. He did it in the 80s. It's a science fiction movie that was... The script was written by Dan O'Bannon, who did Alien.
Okay.
And it was based on a novel called The Space Vampires, which once I read that credit, I was just like, I am so in for this movie. But it's about astronauts who find vampires inside of a meteor, and they recover some of the bodies that look relatively okay, and then the vampires come to Earth and drain people of their life force. And those people, like, essentially, instead of draining their blood, they drain their soul. And then the people who have no souls are then these vampires as well. But they turn once you get vampire, you get turned into these like crazy, amazing 80s special effects, super thin husks, and then you regrow after a little while. It's pretty fantastic.
I'm on board.
It's super bizarre, but it's a really good watch.
I'm on board.
It's not the worst thing I ever watched, but you just told me that you had ordered it. I'm like, oh no.
Yeah. No, I enjoyed the heck out of it. It was a lot of fun.
On the Totally Awesome Hulk scale.
Oh no.
Better than or worse?
It's better than. Totally Awesome.
All right.
Isn't that like less than a 1 on a scale of 1 to 10?
It is.
At some point I'll find something that's lower than Totally Awesome Hulk on Tim's scale.
I don't want you to.
I want to.
I don't want to live to see that product.
No. On that day I go home and end it all.
Well, thank you for Think Tank.
You're welcome.
And I hope Lou just got unnecessarily angry about hearing about graded books.
I hope Lou's listening. I haven't heard from Lou in a while. He's in the wind. Leander's in the wind. I'm rotating people anyways.
Dust
doesn't matter.
In the wind.
Hey, it works.
Also, you should check out The White Warwolf on Twitch. Our buddy Rich, who does mostly Destiny videos, but he'll do anything, really. He's on there. Just ask him. He'll do it. Not a problem.
Farm Truck Simulator.
Yeah, get him to do that.
Tractor or farm, yeah, farm, try a farm, and then truck simulator. Mm-hmm.
Euro truck simulator is the best.
Yeah. I'm down. We watch a lot of the same Twitch, apparently.
Max, I'm so happy I'm getting to podcast with you. This is everything I've wanted.
Somebody else to share
such
your love
such
of
such
Euro
good
truck
birthday,
simulator.
Birthday present.
Right, no, this is great. I'm going to go home and watch Euro truck simulator.
Great capper to the night.
Oh, goodness. We're on iTunes, we're on Facebook, we're on Twitter, we're on all those podcasting apps. We're probably somewhere else. Follow, rate, review, love us?
Or
maybe.
Don't.
Maybe.
Definitely on iTunes. Like, how do you feel about the importance of iTunes? Like,
I know it's important, and I hate that it's the most important.
I agree, but just, we all hate it, so do us a favor and just make us stop griping about it. Get on there, rate and review for God's sake.
It's... Like, the need for iTunes is near Totally Awesome.
That got really aggressive.
Well, here's the thing, is if you suck enough, and we over at Poor Man's Process suck enough, that if you search Poor Man's Process on iTunes, you cannot find Poor Man's Process on iTunes. You have to find it through the link on a search engine. So you have to have so many reviews and ratings in order to not suck enough so that you can actually be searchable on iTunes.
Huh. That is assholery.
It's really rough.
I'm sorry, Lord iTunes, don't cancel us. Cliff's gone. He won't be on the next one.
So rate and review. Rate and review. Tell us how much you liked Cliff while he was here.
Mm-hmm. Happy birthday, bud.
Happy last birthday.
No birthday wishes.
All right, let's get into some news, because people like the news, I guess.
It's better than the olds, right?
By the time I put it up, it's the olds.
It's always
it's the
recent olds for this channel.
Yeah, so here's the news from 2 weeks ago. they did the Eisner Awards for this year, and interesting people won, and there's a theme that you'll notice, is that Image everywhere. Image won a ton of awards again.
It's like they're doing interesting and innovative things.
It's crazy how that works. So I'll go over some of the more important things, and I'm not going to spend a ton of time, but if anybody wants to add anything, just jump in.
I will
in.
Gush when I feel the need to.
There it is. Painter Best Painter, Multimedia Artist, Dustin Gwynn for Descender. Best Penciler, Cliff Chang for Paper Girls. There it is. Best Colorist, Jordi Belair. She does everything ever.
Yeah.
Like, if you love anything color-related, it was probably her. She did Vision, she did Injection, she did The Massive, she did X-Files. Literally, I don't know how she colors so much.
Yeah, The Massive is where I heard of her, and then I was real excited when I saw she was doing Vision.
I've gone back and looked at books, and I'm like, I didn't even know she did this. Like, everything. Men, and...
Because she can do so much. She has so much range. It's not just like you see it, and you instantly kind of have an idea.
Right.
Really good.
Yeah, she's great. This surprised me. Best single issue or one shot? Silver Surfer number 11 by Dan Slott and Michael Allred. I didn't know anybody was reading that book. That book is consistently not bought at the comic book store, 30 North Main Street, Glassboro, New Jersey. But I thought that was kind of interesting.
Yeah, I have no idea.
I'm sure we have it somewhere, that one copy. I will dust it off and read it and tell you if it was that good. Best short story was Killing and Dying by Adrian Tomei, indie guy for Optic Nerve. That's an Al pick. We have that as well.
It's an Al pick.
Best continuing series, Southern Bastards by Jason Aaron and Jason Latour.
Nice. That's an awesome win.
That's really, it's surprising, but it's great.
Yeah.
They're really good. You'll hear Jason Aaron again on here. Best limited series, The Fade Out by Brubaker and Sean Phillips. Did you read that, Max?
I did not, but I'm a big Brubaker guy.
I read a little of it. It was good, but I didn't keep with it. Best new series, Paper Girls, Brian K. Vaughan and Cliff Chang. Yeah, so Brian K. Vaughan was on here a little bit, but best writer is Jason Aaron. Aaron won, yeah.
Good for him.
Thor, Southern Bastards, Doctor Strange, Star Wars. Yeah, I know. That guy's great, but...
All those titles you just listed off, that's why you won.
Yeah.
Think about that. All over the spectrum. That's awesome.
It's the only comic book I seem to review on here is Thor.
Yeah. Thor and Daredevil.
Thor and Daredevil.
Yeah. Thor, Southern Bastards.
What would you like?
Right.
Yeah, you're right. That is all over the place.
Yeah. What? Not even in the same, genre. It's amazing.
And Southern Bastards is great. I know we've said it before, but it's like the town is the character. It's not so much the people. People that in the first arc aren't as important are more important in the second arc and so on. So I highly recommend that series. Kind of surprising.
That's awesome.
You may notice there's not any DC in the main titles.
Well, they're refocusing for this year.
Yeah, they're probably going to win a bunch next year with their rebirth.
Yeah. It seems to be going over very positive.
Everybody's digging it. Not everything's a home run, but... The ideas seem to be sticking, so... Shuster, have you read any Rebirth yet?
I haven't gotten there yet. I'm super behind on everything.
Right.
As per the usual.
But you could just jump in.
Was he the one who did the current Doctor Strange run?
Yes.
Okay. I'm not that big a fan of the direction it's going, so...
I wonder how much his hands are tied on that.
Because there's a couple aspects that I just don't care... I don't like... Mm-hmm. That they've changed about the character. So I don't know if that's him necessarily, but I mean, he's the writer, if that's true.
Right.
So, but I enjoy it because I'm a Doctor Strange fan. There are just some choices that I'm just not so keen on. So, congrats to him, I guess.
Yeah.
Max. But I have yet to do Justice League. I have issue 52, and then it jumps to Rebirth. Like, that's a Rebirth issue, but then it's like another one. Number one, so we'll see what happens there.
Gotcha. You have to let me know what you think.
Yeah.
Most people
are... I mean, I had it organized on my,
my
couch.
Yeah.
And somebody came in and decided
it was bothering me.
It was bothering you so bad.
Okay. I didn't realize what it was.
That either. Pile was organized. Organized.
My back was to the pile, so all I heard was shuffling and him.
Hashtag quotes.
hashtag organized.
Yeah. By organized, it was in a pile that just made me want to just die. I cringed. Because they were all just folded on top of each other in this weird spiral staircase kind of pattern, crushing the book underneath. There's posters.
I'm glad you came in and organized my,
own
organization.
I mean,
I always love when people do that.
Yeah.
I appreciate it.
I'm a woman in your life. You needed just a little help.
If there was your way of organizing, then there was the right way of organizing.
I mean, I'm right.
You wouldn't be the first person to say that to me.
So I'm just not going to get angry.
I mean, I know when I organize things, it's wrong. And then it gets reorganized, and that's the right way.
Did you realize that when you got married? More at all than before?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
Correct. Very correct. Do you like 50 Cent? The rapper?
Just in life?
Like yeah.
His music?
You like him?
Not in particular.
I'm fine with him living.
Yeah, I don't want him to die. I just, I'm doing
it. His existence doesn't bother me.
Doesn't he own Vitamin Water?
I don't know.
I think he did.
He probably doesn't now.
That was his thing. I like Vitamin Water. So
I mean that and getting shot.
I'm two thumbs up on 50 Cent for a Vitamin Water.
Sir, it's Fitty.
Sorry. No.
Wow.
No?
Yeah, you're so wrong there.
It's 50.
Well, we're talking about different guys, I guess, right?
Yes.
Curtis 50 Cent.
Thank you.
Jackson is developing a superhero drama for Stars. That's
okay,
right.
Okay.
All those things that don't belong together in a sentence.
Is it going to also involve CM Punk?
No, I don't imagine it does. I think that would help it. The star power of CM Punk would help it. It's called Tomorrow Today. It's about a veteran who was wrongfully imprisoned for a crime he didn't commit. Classic.
Original. A-Team.
The prison is going to experiment on him, and he's going to get powers. He's going to escape and decide to use them for good.
So it's the $6 million man rammed into the A-Team.
Yeah. Yes.
Got it.
So no one's ever done it, and this is original.
And if you can find them, maybe you can hire 50 Cent.
if he sang the theme song, that'd be worth it.
He probably will.
No way.
You'd at least watch the theme song.
Have you guys seen Man with the Iron Fist?
Yes.
Did you enjoy it?
Did you watch both of them?
No, I heard the second one was unwatchable.
It was better than Atlantic Rim.
Okay. Okay.
I loved Man with the Iron Fist.
I thought the story was fun, but the choreography and the fights was very poor.
Right.
So I was like, man, this is like a kung fu movie. Like, I was totally down with the RZA doing a kung fu movie.
You can see when it didn't have RZA in it, it was better.
Yes. Yeah, that's fair. And I thought Russell Crowe was a standout.
I loved Batista.
Yeah, Batista was a good job.
Is what, Bronze Tiger?
Something like that, yeah. Some ridiculous. They're all ridiculous. Yeah. But it was fun. It's just, you know what I mean? Like, I don't know, maybe 50 Cent has a vision. I don't know.
I'm sure he has a vision, whether it's correct. I'm sure it'll be fine for Stars.
So on the topic of ridiculous things on Netflix, have you seen Ninja Assassin?
Yeah, I saw that in the theaters.
I saw that in the theaters, too. I didn't realize that I'd seen it in the theaters when I was watching it on Netflix. I'm like, I feel like I've seen this, and I'm not sure why.
I saw it because it was from the same guy who directed V for Vendetta. That's specifically why I went to the theater to see it.
That movie was so ridiculous.
Totally agree.
But I loved every minute of it.
Still totally agree.
Do you like Trainspotting?
Yes.
How do you feel about that sequel?
I don't see how it could be. That movie's so interesting because it's so in the head of the character that I don't know how they're going to do that.
That's one of my favorite movies, and I don't know. I'm excited. I think I shouldn't be, but I am.
The idea would be, I don't know, it's hard. It's easy to overdo it, and you're getting too much of the way out there, or it'd be you miss the point. Like, there's a lot that could go wrong, but if they get it right, it could be awesome.
Right. Because how many years has it been? 20 years, at least?
Quite a while, yeah.
Yeah.
Trainspotting. Good movie.
Yeah, watch that, kids. You won't do drugs. Ever.
Or you'll want to do drugs.
You might want to do drugs.
It depends if you get through. Watch the whole thing.
Right.
Don't stop it partway through.
Watch the baby on the ceiling.
Yeah.
Watch the baby on the ceiling.
Yep.
Spoilers, there's a baby on the ceiling.
What? No.
I'm sorry.
It'd be funnier if there wasn't, and that was the ploy to get people to watch the whole
Where's
time.
The baby? I've been looking at the ceiling the whole time.
Ployception.
There's also a purple rhinoceros behind a plant in one scene. Purple monkey dishwasher. We'll make them pay.
Yeah.
Especially for that purple monkey dishwasher comment. Oh, The Simpsons. Don't worry, I got your Simpsons comments.
I know.
I'm with you. Alright, DC wants to make Suicide Squad a bigger part of the DCU.
Of course they do.
Of course they do.
It's the first good-looking movie that's going to come out for DC in quite a while.
See, I have to wholeheartedly disagree with you.
Yeah? Yeah. Trailer's not doing it for you?
I feel about that how I felt about Batman vs. Superman. I watch it, and I don't care. I like trailers to not give away the whole movie, but I like to have some idea of where the movie's going.
Sure.
And I feel like I have no idea where the movie's going. I like Margot Robbie as Harley Quinn, and I hope that turns out well, and they can do something with that. But I hate Will Smith as Deadshot Punisher.
Deadshot's one of my favorite assassins in a comic, like in the comic, any comic book universe. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it seems sketchy.
I mean, maybe it's just I don't know a lot about all the character, like the background of most of the characters.
Right.
But just nothing about the trailers. Like, oh, I have to go see this. Like. Some of the other Comic-Con trailers, like, I watched the Doctor Strange one. I was like, I'm going to go see this.
It looks, yeah, and that's from the same guy who directed Insidious.
Mm. Okay.
Scott Derrickson.
But it looks like Inception.
Yep. Oh, for sure. The thing folding over.
Right, and I was so excited about that.
I was like, interesting. I'm excited to see where they go with it. I mean, Cumberbatch, you just got to go, right? She's right. Like, here's my money.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, Suicide Squad seems like an interesting trailer to me. Killer Croc looks horrendous.
Yeah.
Like, epic fail on that one.
Well, they didn't do King Shark because they can't.
Right.
And I get that. It's just insane to try to do him. Like, they did it on The Flash, and it was, like, a
did
couple
they?
Seconds. Yeah.
Oh, that's awesome.
They yeah. actually did him. I mean, it's not the best CGI, but, like...
Sure, it's TV CGI.
You know.
But that shows, I think, also way better than every DC movie that's come out.
That's not called Dark Knight.
Right.
Okay.
Correct. New.
Fair enough. Fair
What's
enough.
Wrong with Superman 4? Request for peace. Stop the nukes.
The cannon film.
Oh.
I'm sorry I brought that up.
Sorry, new age DC movies. The Flash is better than all.
Yeah,
of them.
I think. I mean, it looks cool. I mean, Jared Leto looks a little over the top as the Joker.
Yeah.
But I like that they're willing to experiment with that character and take him in different directions.
I mean, they might as well at this point.
Yeah. They've gone, Jack Nicholson to Heath Ledger is such a strange shift that this time mice, like you said, mice. Mm-hmm. As the kids
I don't
saying.
Have a problem with Leto as Joker. I only have a problem with some of the visuals of the Joker.
Sure.
I think he's going to do great. I think he'll be a great
version
of the Joker. I just don't like the tattoos.
That's
I don't, you know, but
the grill
that bothers me.
Yeah.
Yeah, like I said, it's merely the visuals. A lot of the visual aspects of his
sure.
Joker I'm not a fan of. But if he brings a good performance, I'm okay with this. I don't... And I think the movie looks great. I'm actually... Since what? Civil War? I'm actually interested to go see a film.
Yeah, I hope so. I mean, I didn't want to see Batman vs. Superman at all. Because, I mean, no offense to Zack Snyder. He's visually an astounding director, but his stories are just hot messes lately.
Like I had mentioned before, please blame David Goyer more than necessarily Snyder, because he actually wrote the script.
Also true.
Snyder deserves all the shit he gets, but Goyer's the one who wrote the script, wrote all that crap in there that everyone hates.
Yeah.
So I am...
You're talking about Batman vs. Superman.
Batman vs. Superman.
I think... didn't they quote... I don't know if you guys pay attention to Honest Trailers on YouTube.
Oh, I know, yeah.
They put a quote in there, it's pretty elegant, from David Goyer that the kind of movie that Batman vs. Superman... I'm bastardizing this quote. The kind of movie Batman vs. Superman is like the most obvious attempt for a studio cash grab. And then he ended up writing it, which is pretty funny.
Yeah.
I haven't seen it yet. I'm just...
So I just have to put that out because everyone goes, oh, Snyder's so bad. I'm just like, you're not wrong, but... Look at this guy over here. This guy also...
Don't pin all the blame on Snyder.
Yeah.
When there's blame to go around.
There's plenty of blame to go around.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
No,
but
I love it.
Jeff Johns is now in the DC Universe.
Right, as I've preached on many a podcast, they just promoted him again.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's the president now, right?
He's in charge of all things DC at this point.
Yeah.
So
but if you've seen the Justice League, now you know that they're going in at least, hopefully, in a better direction.
See, I'm not thrilled about that one either.
It was, the trailer itself, to me, just felt like, here's people! It wasn't a good trailer. I'm excited for what's to come. But as far as the trailer went, I was just like, I know who all these people are. I'm frowning as well, you can't see that.
Well, I would have to say the trailer probably isn't necessary for you.
It's not, definitely not.
So, to say that, you're not wrong in saying that it's here's people, but it's like... To the average audience who doesn't, you know,
but I don't
know
think
these
you're
characters.
Giving the average audience enough credit because The Flash has been around for 70 years. I think most people know who The Flash is. most people have an idea of who Aquaman is. Grant, this is a totally different Aquaman, but like the characters themselves, I think the average population knows the gist of the character.
I feel like this is the argument the DC guys have. It's like, how the hell's Marvel doing it? I don't know. What should we do? We'll just put every character that's going to be in the movie on the screen. That'll do something, right? Like, they just haven't figured out. Because, like, the Civil War trailer, for example, I thought that trailer was awesome as a trailer. I was just like, I am excited. Like, this is exciting.
Right.
You know what I mean? It wasn't just vomit every character. I saw a couple of the new characters, but it wasn't just boom, 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 where that's what this kind of felt like.
But I also think that you've also seen how almost every movie they've done is great. So you already have a predetermined notion that the movie is probably going to be good. Whereas with DC, some people did like Man of Steel, some people did. Batman Superman, everybody is shitting on that film. So now you've only got two movies to judge on. So to judge, you know, a DC trailer where they're still shooting the movie, by the way.
Yep.
I just think, you know... No, it was a trailer. I'm glad we got something.
Oh, they had to for Comic-Con, right?
Yeah. So I'm okay with that.
It gets back to where they're trying to do too much too quick and introduce all these characters, where Marvel spent the time to build their universe with the characters on their own movies, learn about them, and then you don't have to keep hashing in all these origin stories into bigger movies because everyone got their own movie. None of the Marvel movies, from my perspective, are bad. Some of them are less good than other ones.
Not to get off topic. You're saying Iron Man 2 is not bad?
It's watchable. I wouldn't say it's bad. It's not Ghost Rider.
Ghost Rider's real bad.
Or Fantastic Four, any of them.
It hurts.
See, would you rather watch Iron Man 2 or any of the Fantastic Fours?
Any of them? I'm allowed to watch the Roger Corman one?
No.
Oh.
Any of the recent ones.
No, I'll give you that.
Right, so that's where I'm...
All right, fair enough.
I didn't realize I don't think Iron Man 2 was bad. I
saw that movie in the theater, and people were glaring at me because I was audibly groaning.
A lot of it bothered me, like how Whiplash didn't die when he got plowed into by a car. I'm like, no, he should be dead.
There's just so... like
There's a lot wrong with it.
There was. See, Iron Man 2 is a good analogy of how I felt about the trailer for Justice League, to tie this together. It just felt like, it's like, here's people, here's stuff, here's what's going to happen. And it's just like... just tell me what happens when it happens. You don't have to keep alluding to it and get me excited for it. Like, just the idea of it happening is going to excite me. Like, whoa, Avengers is happening? Are you freaking kidding me? That's all you have to say. That's it. Just letters, and I'm there. The big A, and I'm in.
And that's where I think that...
No, and that's
it's
fair.
Not necessarily for you. I mean, that's fine. It's like we'll get a more substantive trailer in about 6 to 8 months, exactly. And that'll be great. But we got a bunch of shots. I agree. It's just... they needed something for Comic-Con, and it's nice that we got something.
Right. I concur. As a trailer, I was just like...
But the main problem with the DC Universe is they, like, jumped the shark 20 times going from Man of Steel to Batman and Superman. And whoever's fault that was, you can't undo that, really. Unless you decide to do a massive, just, you know...
let our Lord and Savior, Jeff John, save us.
I wish DC would just kind of do, and we talked about this a long time ago on Poor Man's Process... but what do you guys think? I think they should just not worry about building a shared universe. Just do the one-off movies. Like, they're going to let Ben Affleck do his own Batman movie. That's a great idea.
I'm excited about that because I like Ben Affleck, the director.
Yeah.
I'm still not sold on him as Batman. I just don't like that.
Right.
But
I disagree. I think he's probably the best Batman film for me.
I'm game for...
Batman or
and
Bruce
I'll
Wayne.
Fight, and I'll fight people over
right.
it.
Well, for as Batman or Bruce Wayne?
Batman or Bruce Wayne.
Both. Yeah, like I said, I'll fight people over there.
I gotta tell you, that cowl, and I'm like, I do special makeup effects, so like when I look at like the visuals of Batman, that was the coolest cowl we've gotten, I think, for a non... I don't know if you guys ever watched Batman Dead End, the fan film, where it's Batman fights the alien versus Predator.
Yes, I did see that. Yeah. Yes.
That cowl is exceptional. The guy who sculpted that cowl also did the effects for Total Recall. You know, when their face swells up when they're exposed to air. He did those effects. Same guy sculpted that cowl, and that's been my favorite Batman cowl. But this Batfleck cowl I thought was really slick, and I loved the armor.
So you're okay with Batfleck, but not Batfleck, Bruce Wayne?
The Bruce Wayne was a little too angry for my taste. Not that I think that was Ben Affleck's fault.
Right.
But I thought he was good as the character. I thought the character was written, going back to Mr. Goyer, I thought the character was written too dark.
Yeah, and I can agree with that. It's just, from what I saw of Batman in Batman v. Supes, that was my favorite part. I think I'm the only person who doesn't just shit on that film. I agree with everyone's problems. I just don't put those problems on a pedestal. I enjoyed Batman, I enjoyed Wonder Woman, and I enjoyed the vague fight scenes. Everything else in between is fair game, and I completely agree.
But what's in between is like 2 hours.
That's what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying, is I agree. That's what I'm saying, right. Is I just don't go, like, I'm not on off on sure. on hating. On hating. I'm, oh, just no. like, I'm just like, sure. I like that Batman a lot. I really did. That's basically all I care about that film.
I agree.
I mean, I don't like the fact that they made Superman moody. They're not doing Superman any favors. I've argued with more people over liking Superman.
It did not work for Spider-Man.
Than any of them. So to see them screw up Superman again really pisses me off, because then everybody else who I keep arguing that Superman's a really interesting character when done right, and they're just going to slap that on screen. No.
I might hate Spider-Man 3 more than almost any other
Have
superhero
read,
movie.
Have you read Max Landis's take on Spider-Man? Or on Superman?
It's no,
called American Alien? I think you would dig it. If you like interesting takes on that character, really cool.
But see, just stick it to keep going DC. The flip side, I could not be more excited for Wonder Woman.
Yeah, Wonder Woman.
Oh, great.
That,
awesome.
That trailer blew me out of the water.
Yep.
Like, I was way down on all the DC stuff, because for my taste and how everything looked, it just wasn't what I was looking for. That movie, on the other hand, holy crap.
Yeah, trailer looked good.
Right. I want that movie out, like, right now, so I can
that
go see it.
That movie's going to make a lot of money, in my opinion.
Oh, it looks cool. I mean, they looks like they nailed the Themyscira stuff.
Yep.
You know what I mean? Like, nice treatment of it, which is not, I don't think, what any of us were expecting.
Me and Rich talked about this a lot on... We did a review of the Comic Con.
It might be up by the time.
It might
this
be up
old.
At some point.
This
we
is
talked
three,
about where
3 or 4 months old now.
Where do you watch? Where do you watch that? Where would I watch that?
Probably YouTube and our website.
All right,
KingsandScalesPodcast.com.
I was just lobbing you that.
Thank you. You're I'm right. not very good at this. I'm still new. But we brought up the point how they seem to have powered down Wonder Woman. Like, she's actively attempting to dodge bullets. She's not like 2001, 2002 Justice League Unlimited Wonder Woman, where she's stronger than Superman. Like,
waves bracers.
Right.
Infinite bullets deflected.
Right. She seems like she's just...
This to this, just
way,
all the bullets.
Way better than everyone else. And I'm really excited for, like, a ground-level Wonder Woman. Like, that's a cool take.
Tim, what do you think?
I love the Wonder Woman trailer. And I cannot wait to watch the movie.
It looks awesome.
What about Suicide Squids?
I'm on the fence about it. I'm gonna go see it. I don't really strongly feel either way about it. I understand that they're kind of... trying things with this movie, and I think that's good. I think they should try things.
They need to, right? Like, they have to just, like, Hail Mary on this one.
I agree they should just do solo movies for a little bit. I think they're rushing into Justice League.
So cool.
But that doesn't mean they can't pull it off and do it well.
Can't we just do, like, a Swamp Thing movie?
Then we should,
get
what are
Saga
we,
of the Swamp
stop
Thing
all of this.
With Batfleck? I'm cool with that. Are
that'd
we down?
Amazing.
Oh my god, that'd be great.
Swamp I'd like thing. To see a Grundy movie.
Oh,
Grundy?
Sure.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm down. Oh, yeah. See, all these things are so cool. Just do these things. They're
like,
awesome.
Expand on the Grundy story from the 2001-2002 Justice League cartoon.
That'd be great. That'd be great.
I would love. I would watch a 2-hour-long movie of that episode stretched out.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Yeah, there's so much, like, there's so many cool characters that they're just trying. I mean, Suicide, that's, what I think, maybe part of the reason I like Suicide, or I'm in support of it, because these are some pretty low-end characters that not too many people know that are getting screened. But again, the
third,
like,
DC film, too. They're shoving out these guys. As
they're trying real hard to make this Guardians of the Galaxy. I mean, you can always... See, that's the problem, right? Is anything DC does, you can be like, and that's why it sucks. Just do your own goddamn thing. Ugh.
But that's probably because it's the Hollywood system.
Oh, sure, they make infinite dollars.
Whereas...
Marvel and DC have copied off of each other back and forth.
Oh, trust me, me getting disgusted
years.
At the studios is simply me getting disgusted at the fans, but they listen to this podcast too, so I can't tell them how much I hate them.
You can tell them. No, we don't care
it's
over here.
Perfectly fine. They always come running back.
Except when they don't.
That's fine.
No, I do think DC definitely needs to do its own thing and calm down. It's just they've been put in a hole by terrible decisions, and they have to dig themselves out, and I think they're going to start doing that. Like I said, I think the Justice League trailer showed that they understand what we're saying about it, and they're at least giving us something in that direction, and Wonder Woman trailer looks great, and, you know, a Batfleck Batman movie with Geoff Johns and Affleck writing it is going to be great, I think.
I heard a rumor. Am I allowed to discuss rumors during the news?
Sure.
Rumor is that the movie's going to take place in large part in Arkham Asylum, which would be sick. Could we get Arkham Asylum?
I would
the
love
movie?
It. Oh my god, it'd be great. I'd love to see all those low-level Batman villains.
And if you have Jeff Johns in charge.
Just the insanity that happened, the backstory for the Asylum?
Yeah.
Oh, my God, I want that so bad.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, Zazz, oh, my God. Zazz. Super underutilized.
It's one of my favorite Batman characters.
Totally agree. She's so scary.
But how would you, you'd have to organize multiple villains, a lot of villains.
It's true.
And isn't that what people complain about half the time, when you shove more than one or two villains together?
Does it get a pass because it's clearly a situation where there should be a
And that's what I'm saying, is it would have to be
Or do you
very
make
well
it like
written.
Stage 1, stage 2, stage 3, where it's like, introduce villain A. They duke it out for a couple minutes story.
Yeah, that's how Arkham Asylum goes, as you realize further and further into it that it's a trap for Joker to make Batman realize that he's actually insane too.
Right, so like you could,
like, that's so good.
So in a 2-hour-long movie, you could have 8 villains and give each of them 7 to 10 minutes of screen time.
They're on what, 3 pages? Some of the, like, he fights Killer Croc in half a page.
Right, so Killer Croc shows up. Hey, it's Killer Croc.
Granted, it's hard to judge in that comic because the panel layouts are insane.
Yes,
insanely cool. Like, that's not a negative at all. Those panels are absolutely gorgeous.
I only bring it up because everyone likes to complain about having multiple villains, and I would like to bring up this. If anyone in this room decides to complain about that film having the entire rogue gallery thrown together,
sure,
and 30 seconds of each rogue.
I'm a big fan of like the Dread movie or the Raid,
yeah,
where it's just like
Raid Redemption.
Very few heroes, insane amount of bad guys, I guess 300, same similar kind of concept. That's an awesome story, and when it's Batman going up against a bunch of the rogues gallery of his villains, to me that's just enticing. Like, that's a great log line for a movie.
And if you got good actors to play all these low-level villains that can, like, pull off, like, a good monologue.
So Carl Urban.
Right. All of them. He all just plays all of them.
Yep.
I'm still fine with this.
And Batman.
Still fine with this. He's proved in Dread that he has a great chin, so I'm down.
That's all that matters.
I wanted either him or Jensen Ackles to be new Batman.
I'm down. Either of those are fine.
Because he has a good chin, too.
Yes. The jawline. Yes. It's all about the jawline.
We should do top 10 chins. We should do that. I held up 5 fingers.
You did.
I moved up and down, so I thought it was just like,
right. We were counting twice.
Flash. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. It was 5. I had problems. Anyways.
That was a long one.
So just to close out the Suicide Squad discussion, they're throwing Jim Lee on the book to do the art, which is just a no-brainer. Whatever book he's on.
Yeah, that sounds about right. Yeah.
Especially him drawing Harley Quinn. We'll get a ton of new people.
Mm-hmm.
And Rob Williams, who's the writer on the book, says, this is like a loosely what he said. He said he wants their missions to, instead of being throwaway missions, be more important to the DCU. What they do should have consequence. They should be thrown into bigger things. Which would be great. And they should, because, that's going to be a big part of their universe now.
It would be neat if they did, like, a big thing with Darkseid and had Suicide Squad help out.
Yeah. They show up, they get beat up, and Superman saves the day.
There you go.
It's
fine. It should have impact. It should, and most importantly, should resonate, right? Because that's what happened with way back when they did Civil War.
Right.
It's like, whoa, this setup is awesome. Like, you are shaping the future of these books. And then we're just like, damn. Like, this, I was so excited for this. And you guys, like, released a couple new titles and a couple of, like, Iron Man shows up in every other title and tells the person who hasn't been around about it. Like, I was reading Nova, and Nova comes back, and Iron Man's like, you gotta sign up. And he's just like, I just saved the universe, bro. I don't care.
Yeah. Moon Knight, even though I love Moon Knight, is still my favorite interaction with Civil War, where Spider-Man's trying to talk to him. He's like, what should I do? And he's like, you're an idiot. I don't care. And that was the whole interaction between them. And then Cap shows up, and he's like, I don't want you on my team. Please don't be on anybody's team. Just sit there.
That's why Moon Knight's great.
That's right. And we're going to end on Amazon and Sony have released several new stills from The Tick live-action show, which will be on Amazon exclusive, I believe.
I believe you're right.
Are you pumped for this?
Of course.
I love The Tick. The Tick is so good. The comics,
it's
old
Patrick Warburton again, too, right?
Nope.
No,
that was
I saw one picture, and it was of the guy who's playing the Tick, and I didn't like it.
The costume looks more like the show, the cartoon.
Yeah. Less. That costume, though, was so, like, when I first saw it, I was like, what the hell were they thinking?
So, from these stills, what we know, that the superheroes look a little more colorful. Like, yes, it's not just, sure, you know, everybody has a black costume and all of that. Whoopi Goldberg is in it, which was pretty funny. As Whoopi Goldberg, I assume. She's, like, interviewing a hero or a villain. It parodies existing characters. There's definitely a villain that looks like he's wearing Magneto's helmet. Ben Edlund is writing it, the original writer. So if it looks different, it might actually be more like the comic, because if you compare the cartoon and the comic, they're a little different for sure.
Oh, yeah.
There's a lot more main characters that are in the comic that never showed up on the cartoon.
Absolutely.
I'm assuming the Chainsaw Vigilante guy could not show up on Fox Kids in the summer of 92. No. So
mistakes were made.
But I like the look of it. I'm not against it. I don't dislike it just because it's not Patrick Warburton. But I think it'll be good. I'm pumped to watch it.
Yeah. Oh, I totally agree. I mean, granted, Patrick Warburton is exceptional.
There's no arguing that.
Yeah. You can't fight that, but I think they're definitely doing a lot with it and bringing back the original writer and giving it more of a... Because that comic felt more like that was a cartoony take on a lot of the comic books.
Mm-hmm.
Like, all the things it parodied, it was like, what if this was a children's cartoon? So making it brighter and more, you know, on point, I think is totally fine, because it fits exactly what they're trying to do, pastiche-wise.
I just hope they do the man-eating cow.
That would be awesome.
Which is just presumed he's eaten a man. No one has ever lived to see it.
That's right.
So good. Well, that is it for the news. That is all I got. And that's about it. That's about, we've done our time. We did it. We did well. You guys did good.
Thank you.
I'm very proud of all of you.
That's why we call you the Podfather.
Mm-hmm. You're like children I didn't want, but somehow had.
But you got to deal with us.
So we're like his real kids.
Correct.
Exactly.
They cry themselves to sleep. Well, thank you, everybody, for listening. Thank you, Max, for coming in and filling in on short notice. You're going to go back into the rotation now.
All right, fair enough.
I will, or maybe I'll just throw you on all the time.
Well, I'm going to need you on Poor Man's Process. I'll be there. So
I'll be there. You can take Cliff too.
All right, I'll hit everybody up.
I'm free.
We're gonna be missing Dan for quite a while, so I'm going to need to keep rotating people in.
Air quotes over missing.
Yeah. Dan will be absent.
Can we do a film faker's commentary on Darkman?
Sure.
Can we build a pillow fort?
A pillow fort?
And watch the movie in said pillow fort.
Here's the thing, is if you're... Yes, and if we're on fort duty, you should get Paul.
I imagined we would need Paul for this, yes.
Paul once built a fort so immaculate in our place at college that people were wandering off, went off the street to go into the fort. True story.
Paul amazes me. All right, well, there it is. I'm excited now.
Is the fort going to be too good, though, for Darkman?
Probably. But that's okay. Sam Raimi gets a pass.
All right.
It's my favorite Batman movie. Darkman. So good. Mm-hmm.
Oh, but he did Emo Man, too.
Yep. That is a big ding. Mm. That is the low point of his career, for sure.
Mm.
But he also did Evil Dead.
All right.
And Evil Dead 2.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Thanks, everybody.